Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you, along with Ed Alexander. Ed is producing and engineering today's show. Together, we welcome you to the Buckmaster Show. It's Thursday, April the 30th, 2015. We are closing out the books, Ed, on another month. Hard to believe as this year just moves along with lightning speed. Today we have another hour, a noon hour that is filled with lots of content. We'll begin with a newsmaker interview with Dr. H.T. Sanchez. Dr. Sanchez is superintendent of the Tucson Unified School District, the second largest school district in Arizona. At about 12:30, we're going to preview what is shaping up to be just an outstanding season of UA Presents that will begin in the fall. The new season, my goodness, Tony Bennett is going to be coming to town. The man that just keeps on going. He's got that Energizer Bunny thing. He just keeps churning out the good quality products, and always a very successful entertainment evening when Tony Bennett is involved. 45 minutes past the hour, our University of Arizona College of Science Superstars series. Once a month, we do an interview with some of these great scientists from the University of Arizona. Today, we're going to be talking about a project at Biosphere 2. So we've got a full hour for you. Let's welcome now Superintendent H.T. Sanchez. Superintendent Sanchez, how are you?
Doing well, sir. Doing well. Thank you for the opportunity.
Well, it's good to see you again. And when we talked last, several months ago, we were talking about your contract. You signed a three-year contract that will be up a year from July. We had talked at the time a couple of months ago that several search firms had sought you out for possibly some interest in some school districts, really in different parts of the country. Let me put it this way directly to you. Have you applied for another job?
No, sir. No, I haven't applied for any other job. I'm enjoying the work that we're doing.
If you have not applied, you say you're enjoying the work. What if you were to be offered a contract extension coming up perhaps in May or June by the TUSD school board? Can you tell our listeners right now, would you be willing to accept a two-year extension, which would then give you 5 years from when you first came to Tucson?
You know, I'd be honored if the governing board feels so compelled to offer that. I would accept that, and my wife loves the community, and my children are loving our schools, and it's a great place to be. So we would definitely accept that, and we have a five-year plan, and I'd love to see it through.
So right now, you can say right here on the Buckmaster Show that all of these rumors that you are out of here within, some have said, in a matter of months, are just that, rumors, and there's no truth to it.
Yes, sir. Those are just rumors. There's no truth to it at all. We're not out of anywhere. We're enjoying Tucson, and we're really feeling like it's home.
790-2040, 790-2040, Superintendent H.T. Sanchez announcing here that he would accept a contract extension if it is offered, which would put him to 5 years as head of the TUSD school district. And you do, as you say, you've got this five-year plan, and actually it's a strategic plan, and I think you're going to meet with the parents and community members. I think you're going to be doing that this Saturday. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. You know, I think there are many organizations that put together strategic plans and they sit on a shelf. And what we wanted to do to ensure that this one didn't sit on the shelf, that it really transforms the district, we wanted to ensure that we present to the board every month on each of those five areas. And we've already done that. And we've presented every quarter to the community. So at Tucson High at 9 o'clock on Saturday, we're going to present to the community where we are in each of those areas and how well we've done with meeting those year one goals that we had so many community members, so many parents and educators and even students, business people lay out for the district so that it could be a better district for this community.
And the five areas, curriculum, diversity, facilities, finance, and communication. Can you say you've made progress in each of those areas?
We've made tremendous progress in each of those areas. You know, for the whole conversation about transparency, July 1, we'll roll out our enterprise resource planning software system, which basically presents finance reports at the touch of a few keystrokes that lay things out in the most specific manner the district can lay them out. This has been a project that's very important, and it's tied to the strategic plan, and it's been something that two or three administrations have tried to get into place, and we'll be very proud to have it in place July 1.
There is a perception in town that you cannot get a good education in TUSD, that it's a failing district. Some say that it's just, I don't want to say hopeless, but some actually, I think, feel that it is that way. But, well, what do you say when you say you can't get a good education? I mean, you've got some just recently announced A-plus schools.
Yes, sir. No, Carrillo, which is a school in our historic, part of the community. It's a A-plus school, and, the principal and staff there have done an amazing job. I mean, Ms. Connors, I'm just extremely proud of the work she's done there. And then Dodge Traditional Magnet Middle School is an A-plus school, and Dr. Schulter and his staff have done an amazing job there. And it's actually what's considered by our court standard a racially integrated school. So we have two examples there. Of course, University High School is a perennial example of excellence. We have Sabino High School, which is the only comprehensive boys and girls enrolled 9 through 12 Blue Ribbon High School. And we have schools with waiting lists that are A schools in this community. And, that whole statement that the district isn't providing a quality education, I think the second most challenging school to get into in Southern Arizona outside of University High is Tucson High, because all that campus offers. And so it's great when people want to complain and make those kinds of statements, but if you talk to our kids and you talk to our teachers and you go into the classrooms and see what's going on, I think you walk away with a very different belief.
Yeah, and it's nice that each of those two winning schools that were just announced yesterday, Carrillo and Dodge, each of the winning schools gets $500, and there'll be a banner at school designating them as A-plus schools of excellence, so the kids can really take pride in that, certainly.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're very proud of them.
Let's talk about this controversial internal auditor situation. Again, 790-2040, 790-2040, if you'd like to join in the conversation. There will be a long-recommended internal auditor position will be filled. Now, the board, the volunteer board that had been serving, has that board been dissolved, or is there still an internal auditor volunteer committee?
Yeah. So about, I believe, 5 years ago, an audit committee was created, and there were some findings at the time that resulted in the creation of this committee. And basically, to be a member of the committee, of course, you needed to be somebody who was a good CPA-minded person or finance person. And the doors were thrown open. People signed up. People joined up. And that still is the case. There is an audit committee. The audit committee meets monthly. The audit committee will review all of the findings and documents from the external audit. The difference is you need to live within the 230-mile boundary of TUSD, which is no different than what you have to do to be a governing board, or if you're a senator or a representative, you have to live within your senatorial or representative district. And so that's the only difference. Other than that, the committee is still there. The committee still makes its recommendations to the board. They still look at all of the information and help us do a better job in being good stewards of taxpayer dollars.
In March, Jim Lovelace, a Tucson CPA, a current chair of the TUSD Audit Committee and a 10-year volunteer in the district, wrote a guest opinion piece in the Star. In it, he criticized the board's intention to weaken the Audit Committee, which was, as you point out, established in 2007. Was there any kind of payback to Mr. Lovelace?
I've heard that, and his term was expiring in August, and so, I mean, if, you know, perhaps he had just been elected and this had happened, people could draw that conclusion, but with his term ending, I just don't see that. And it's actually one of the guest opinions that Mr. Lovelace wrote really encouraged me to find a way or a mechanism to get an internal auditor into the district. You know, he had stated that we were creating these self-imposed errors. And I remember that line just sticking in my mind, you know, these self-imposed errors. And so, you know, he was talking about us not having a internal auditor. And so we posted the position for an internal auditor two Fridays ago. This person will report fully to the governing board.
Well, there is some confusion. Some think that this position would be like a puppet reporting just to you.
No, this person's not going to report to me. This person, it's in the job description that's posted on the TUSD1.org website, that this person reports to the board in quorum, all five board members. And the only thing I do is I'll sign off on, you know, they take day off or whatever. Somebody has to do the administrative function, but I have no authority over them. I'm not going to deny them anything and any information they need. It'd be my obligation to help them get it so that they can help us do a better job in the district. And so I had an internal auditor when I was in Ector County. I worked with one when I was in Tyler, Texas. And so I've worked with internal auditors in my last two districts. And, you know, if you want to talk about transparency or whatnot, I mean, this is a position that four superintendents, I'm the fourth, have had the opportunity to do something with. And so I've already posted the position for somebody who would, in essence, watchdog the finances of the district and the things that we're doing. And you don't do that if you're doing bad things. You do that if you don't feel you have anything to hide. And the existing audit committee members, including Mr. Lovelace, will have the opportunity to interview the candidates for internal auditor, make that recommendation before their terms expire. My goal is to have this person on board July 1 when our new finance software system comes on board, so they're there at the beginning.
H.T. Sanchez with us. We're going to take a break. Dr. Sanchez saying that if he's offered that extension, he will take it. It'll be the first contract extension offered to a superintendent, TUSD superintendent, in a long time. And if he does indeed stay for 5 years, that would be the longest superintendent again who has been at the helm of TUSD for quite a while. But let's take a break. 12:16 on Buckmaster. Back with H.T. Sanchez. Call at 790-2040 if you have a comment for the superintendent.
Honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu. As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at RTAMobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hi. Wouldn't you like a voice like mine talking about your business? Saying things like, thank you for calling, or press 1 for hours and directions. Well, it can. Cox Business offers Voice Manager, allowing you to get a professional voice to record your voicemail greeting. And with my voice, you'll need to warn whoever manages your lead gen data, because your customer base is about to expand. If you don't like my voice...
There's always mine.
Thank you for calling. All our customers are important to us.
How do you like that?
I think mine might be more appropriate.
You don't know that.
I can do fancy accents.
As good as this.
Make a great impression before you answer the phone. Cox Business Internet and Voice Manager is only $84 a month for the first 6 months with a 3-year agreement. Plus, get a $150 Visa prepaid card after online redemption. Bundle and save today. Visit coxbusiness.com. Ends 5/3/15. Includes Cox Business Internet 10 and Voice Manager Essential. Excludes taxes and fees. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
This is Bill Buckmaster. Coming up Friday, the Friday Focus interviews with Pima County Administrator Chuck Huckleberry. The Friday Roundtable features Tim Steller of The Star and Mari Herreras of The Weekly. Buckmaster, noon to 1 on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice, and always on BuckmasterShow.com. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. We push toward 12:21 on this Thursday afternoon. H.T. Sanchez, Dr. Sanchez, superintendent of the TUSD Unified School District Board, is with us. In case you missed it at the beginning of the interview today, Dr. Sanchez said that if he is offered a 2-year extension on his contract, which will be up a year from July, he would accept that, giving him 5 years of contract in as head of the TUSD school board. How are we doing now with TUSD as you get ready for the budget? There have been cutbacks from the state. I think about $5.5 million will not be available for your budget, and certainly in capital needs anyway.
Yes, sir. No, we we took a look at central office budgets again, and we're making a further reduction by 8% in all budgets, and there are positions that'll go unfilled. There'll be things that we consolidate in terms of services. However, we promised our teachers that they'd get another $500 pay increase in September 1 if they were with us this year, and we're going to hold true to that, and we're not raising their insurance rates, so it's a true raise. It's not a, we gave you a raise and then we raise your insurance rates higher than your raise. So we're maintaining that, and we're working to maintain our smaller classroom size initiative, and we continue to move forward in putting our priorities on our school sites as best we can. However, there will be a point where we're going to have to make some tough decisions if the state continues to cut us on the capital side. I mean, in 2008, the district received $26.5 million to upkeep buildings and provide books and computers. This next year, we'll receive $2.5 million. And that's from 2008 to 2015, and things haven't gotten cheaper.
Any layoff notices?
No, this will be the second year where we will not lay people off. So It's, again, a lot of work, and our CFO has done an amazing job, but this is 2 years in a row, and we hope we don't have to go back to that horrible practice.
Just had a question on Facebook for you. What was this about this communications workshop at Tuesday night, kind of breakout sessions? I think there were like 5 tables set up. What was that about?
Oh, yes, sir. So what we're doing is we have the TUSD board has not adopted a board code of ethics, and most school districts have a board code of ethics, so TUSD didn't adopt one. And so we're looking at not just adopting a board code of ethics, but also a board handbook or guideline. And the 5 areas were communication between the board and superintendent, making sure that is positive and constructive, and then communication between the board and campus principals, the board and central office administrators, the board and the board. So board member to board member, how do you interact with each other and stay positive and have those difficult conversations, but don't devolve into them being personal. And then lastly, board and media communication. And so we broke up to five tables. And the reason we did the five tables is a lot of times when you have all five board members, one or two board members dominate the entire conversation and the other board members don't have equal billing. So with the five tables, we recorded everything. So anybody in the public who wants to hear what they said can go to our website and hear it. But every board member would have equal opportunity to share his or her perspective on each of those areas and not be spoken over or be interrupted. And so that was what we did. We want their full feedback on this document, because ultimately it will go back before the full board for full discussion. Ultimately, it'll be for them and they have to vote on it.
So kind of a one-on-one FaceTime with each board member.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Is Dan ready? We're going to go to Dan. Dan is up on the Buckmaster Show live line. Dan, go ahead. You're with Superintendent Sanchez.
Yes, thank you very much. I have a daughter with three children in your school district, and she was telling me about so many people are leaving her school area because what she described is rather poor attendance from some of the kids. But here's my question: aren't you losing a lot of this money from the state because of our decrease in attendance and number of students in your district?
Okay, thank you. Dan, go ahead.
Sure. That's always a factor. The district has been in a enrollment decline. I think we tracked it back to around 2007, 2008, when the charter movement really picked up, open enrollment really picked up, school district boundaries ceased to be limits, and students were able to apply to enroll in other schools. And so each year we do take a look at that. And so the number I cited is outside of that. We do factor, and I will say that when I came in, and this isn't attributed to me at all, this is attributed to the staff that we have, which is an outstanding staff. When I came in, we lost 1,500 students from the last day of school to the first day of school the following year. This last year, it was closer to 1,000, and we project around 750 into this next year. So in 2 years, we've cut the student loss in half, the student enrollment loss in half, and our goal is to continue to do that. And, you know, I'd encourage you to definitely send me an email or give me a call, and I'd love to know which school you're talking about and see what we can do to offer assistance and help on that campus.
What is the enrollment now of TUSD?
We're right around 49,000 students.
And you're hanging at that fairly steady level, or
we've seen that we're very stable at right around that number, and it increases some during the year and it decreases some in the year, and so it kind of comes and goes. It's real funny. We see a student increase right around testing time when kids are in other other schools such as charters, and so they leave the charter right around testing time. They come to join us, and it's kind of a funny thing we've noted every year. We call it the charter testing bump.
How are you getting along with Diane Douglas, Superintendent of Public Instruction for the whole state?
You know, I have a lot of respect for Ms. Douglas. She's doing a really good job. I'm very impressed by her listening tour that she's going on. She's going into communities to ask their opinion on how we take Common Core and how it'll evolve and how it'll become Arizona's. And, you know, she's also asking for feedback on other areas. She put together a Latino Advisory Council. The previous state superintendent didn't have one. And so she's brought together some really amazing people to talk about issues in the Latino community, African-American community, Native American community. So I've been impressed by her. I just have.
There's been another knock that you went on a trip to the – it was a superintendents of all of the school districts in the country meet once a year, and some were questioning whether that was worth the taxpayer money.
It's the National School Board Conference, and so superintendents and school board members from all over the United States once a year learn from each other. And this year it was in Nashville. And going back to my time in Texas, our school board attended that and acquired tremendous value. I mean, you know, it goes back to lifelong learner. What does a lifelong learner really, I mean, what's that really mean? And so if you get a job and you never learn anything anymore, then you're not going to be very good at that job, and eventually the job's going to pass you by. And what I respect about the governing boards that take the time to go and to learn from each other and to learn from experts in the area of governance and leadership and finance and diversity and urban school districts and all of the different areas that we contend with across the United States. I mean, I give a lot of respect to our board members who take the time to improve themselves so that they can do a better job for the community that elected them. And I just don't know a profession where you don't improve yourself.
Okay, H.T. Sanchez, we're going to wrap it up with Dr. Sanchez, who wants to stick around. He's not planning to go anywhere. He said he'll stick around if a contract extension comes his way. He'll go for that, and that would give this district, TUSD, some stability for 5 years, because his three-year contract will be up a year from July. Dr. Sanchez, thank you for spending part of your lunch hour with us.
Yes, sir. It was a pleasure. Always a pleasure.
You're all dressed up today. Where are you going?
Tonight at Palo Verde at 5 o'clock, we have our Mexican-American Student Services celebration for all our Latino boys and girls who have done great in academics. And so I'm looking forward to celebrating with them and their families this evening.
Looking real sharp there in a suit there. You got your dress shoes on. You put the cowboy boots away for today anyway.
Temporarily.
There you go. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir.
We're going to talk about UA Presents and the great lineup they've got coming for the fall right after this.
Don't let the bees put a sting into your day. Call the professionals at Five Star Pest Control. We have options for you. We can either send them to bee heaven, or we can remove the bees with their special equipment. Bee stings are the number one killer of humans. Call us and don't get stung. 886-0045, fivestar-termite.com.
Five Star Pest Control. We know what bugs you.
Life on Earth exists in a delicate balance. Earth is a closed system. That's why it's so important to find ways to replenish resources as we use them. At the University of Arizona Biosphere 2, we study ways to sustainably replenish and reuse every day. See sustainability in action this April for Earth Month activities at Biosphere 2. Find us online at biosphere2.org.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
American Openings is pleased to be a sponsor of Good News Radio Broadcasting, featuring local news and information on AM 1030 KVOI, the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ on KGMS 940 AM, positive and encouraging music on 88.1 FM K-Love, and pop classics on KCEE 690 AM. American Openings is a locally owned door and window manufacturer, concerned about our community and proud to be a partner with Good News Radio to help make our community a better place.
The Southern Arizona News Examiner, reporting the stories missed by the mainstream media. Our sources bring you regional, national, and international news from a different perspective. Opinion from Emil Franzi, Phil Richardson, and other top national columnists. Plus, Eric Peters with auto reviews, Bob Garver on movies, Rebecca Guthrie on books, a section on Western heritage, and sports coverage, too. It's a cross-section of information found nowhere else. SOAZNewsX.com. Published Mondays and Thursdays. Subscriptions are free at SOAZNewsX.com.
Hey, honey, welcome home. How was your trip to L.A.?
Flying out of Tucson was the way to go. I got 3 whole days of FaceTime with the board, and they liked the fact that I saved the company time and money by flying out of TIA.
Oh, honey, that's great. Sounds like your career is really taking off.
You bet. With so many daily flights to L.A., I can get there in no time at all.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley. Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show as we push toward 12:35. This portion of our program is brought to you by our friends in Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico, where they have a big entertainment event coming up over the Memorial Day weekend. It is really the largest free blues festival. It's the Silver City Blues and Bike Festival this year, featuring Taj Mahal will be headlining the 20th year celebration. You can find out about the great places to stay, like Casitas de Gila guest houses and Bear Creek Cabins, just to name a few. There are dozens listed on their fine website, southwestnewmexico.org. They have a great website with so many things to do. It's a great getaway for Tucson, especially in the summer when the temperatures here are well over 100. The elevation in Silver City is about anywhere from 5 to 7,000 feet, so you know it's going to be a lot cooler. Well, UA Presents, the University of Arizona Performing Arts presenter, very happy to announce that nearly two dozen distinctive events for the 2015-16 season have now been announced. Itzhak Becker is the Director of Programming and Development for UA Presents. Itzhak, how are you?
I'm really good.
You must be very good because you got a really great lineup. And, of course, at the top of the lineup is Tony Bennett.
Indeed. Thank you for thinking it's so good, you know.
No, I do. I think it's a well-rounded, everything from the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. I mean, it's what you, when you program this, you've got to consider all types of audiences.
Absolutely. Types of audience and venues and availability and routing of the artists and, the various communities that we would like to serve and expose to new ideas and new performances.
Tell me about getting Tony Bennett. How did that work? How did it come about?
It was a long process, about 3.5 months of back and forth. The artist of his caliber can afford, deciding on exactly what they want. But, worked hard and was a very big nudnik, as we call it, with his agents and with his manager. And I, didn't let go. And finally, they confirmed. So we're happy.
He's 89 years old and performs all over the world, just keeps going.
He does. And actually, in the past, I think, year and a half, he got even a bigger boost when he recorded with Lady Gaga. So now he plays stadiums and he plays, huge auditoriums with her. So it's pretty amazing.
When is he coming?
October 9th. It's our opening night. It's Friday, October 9th at Centennial Hall.
When would tickets be available for the Tony Bennett Show?
So the tickets are our sponsors and our donors and our members. Members are $100 donation, and then they have the ability to buy tickets earlier. The general public, after subscribers and the donors, will be in August. We will announce the date pretty soon.
But we've got the current subscribers. That renewal begins on Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
On Tuesday, my 43rd wedding anniversary.
Oh.
So it's easy for me to remember because it's Cinco de Mayo.
Oh, good.
So anyway, it's Tony Bennett will kick things off. Let's talk about some of the other headliners that you've got planned.
Maybe we should pick from every genre. So,
well, let's start. I mentioned the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a huge get for you.
That's a huge get, and they're coming with Pinchas Zukerman as a principal guest, conductor and violin. And then Jonathan Biss, who is an American pianist, and they will be at Centennial on February 15th. We have some, I think, very special performances coming. For instance, the Shen Wei Dance Arts, with, you know, headlined by Shen Wei, who was actually the choreographer of the famous Beijing opening ceremonies for the Olympics. But the interesting thing here, we are he's also a painter, so we are collaborating with the Tucson Museum of Art. Mm. And they're opening his exhibit in September, and it will run through January, which means that it will be still here during the time that he's visiting.
That's very
us.
Cool. So you have a little coinciding, a yes. little synergy, as they say.
Yes.
And you mentioned the Royal Philharmonic. You said February 15th. I think it's January
15th. I'm sorry.
That's okay. That's why I'm here. I've got the schedule right in front of me. How about folks that like jazz?
Wow, jazz, we really have some fantastic things. And the first one that I want to really mention is Lisa Fisher. And Lisa Fisher is one of the stars of the movie that ran actually here in Tucson and all over the world actually for quite a long time. The movie is 20 Feet from Stardom, and she was one of the stars of the movie. And she played with the Rolling Stones, Luther Vandross, Tina Turner. I saw her in New York in January, and it's something really that people shouldn't miss because she's fantastic. And in jazz, you know, we have also Chuchu Valdez from Cuba, and we have the Monterey Jazz Festival with a really amazing line, including the likes of Patti Austin, Terrence Blanchard, and Robbie Coltrane. We have Joshua Redman and the Bad Plus. We have something very special, which is, I don't know if the category is somewhat of a mixture. It's the Triplets of Belleville, the famous movie that actually received the Academy Award. And we are screening the movie with a live orchestra with the conductor and the writer of the music.
Wow.
And it's a very, very special.
That's very cool.
Yeah. Then, you know, we have, of course, Emmanuel Ax, who's coming on January 23rd. That's in classical. We have Cameron Carpenter, the biggest star right now in the... playing the organ, a very interesting character, and I'm sure that when we will start...
is he the one with the mohawk?
Yes, he is the one with the mohawk. He just finished, I think, 8 performances with the L.A. Phil.
Really?
And what he does, he's really phenomenal.
Uh-huh.
And the first part is straightforward, a classical, you know, the usual Bach and stuff like this. The second part, he plays music to screenings of silent movies, of Buster Keaton and stuff like
that. Oh, I like that, yeah.
So it's really, really nice.
We need to talk about dance. Centennial Hall's got great line of sight for dance groups. You got some good ones, too. I mean, starting with tango, right?
Tango is actually...
Oh, is that in the music category?
It's music. It's music.
Okay.
But we have, well, Shen Wei, I mentioned. Then we have a young and wonderful group from Los Angeles called Body Traffic. Mm-hmm. And we're bringing back Pilobolus, which is always a favorite of our audiences. And then something that's really a mixture, actually closing our season, is Celtic Nights. And we have a lot of Celtic music and dance fans, so that's a combination of...
And speaking of Celtic, from the land of the Celts, the Dublin Guitar Quartet, for those that love classical guitar, and there are many here in Tucson, that should be a great evening on March 2nd, and that's at one of your other venues. And we should point out, it's not all Centennial Hall.
Right.
Crowder Hall will be for the Guitar Quartet, and you've got some, again, the Fox Theater. And Eller Dance Theater.
No, not this year.
Oh.
Eller wasn't available.
Okay.
But we're playing at Grace and Paul's Episcopal Church.
Mm-hmm.
We have Anonymous Four, the famous a cappella group, in their last tour. It's their last tour after 30 years of touring together, and we're very excited that we're doing it in at the church. It will be a very special experience, I think. I think that maybe we should point like our people towards a Gudensman and Jew on March 23rd. It's really a hilarious performance.
Slapstick comedy, right?
Well, it's in the tradition of, now I'll forget his name, of course, Victor Borge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Really in the tradition of this guy, and they're really phenomenal, and there is a lot of interest in that as well.
All right, we're going to have to run, but the best place to go would be for your website to find out more about everything, correct?
Right. UAPresents.org.
UAPresents.com.
Org.
Org, excuse me. Itzik Becker, the Director of Programming and Development for UA Presents. Congratulations, Itzik, on a great lineup that you've put together here.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. Coming up, our U of A College of Science Superstars series is coming up right after this. Stay with us. Attending Pima Community College means success for you and your family at less than a quarter the cost of trade schools or four-year universities. Partnering with business leaders, Pima creates programs tailored to help you succeed in today's high-demand jobs and offers two-year associate degrees that transfer to universities nationwide. Whether your goal is a new career or transferring to a four-year college, Pima Community College can help you succeed. Call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Equine Voices Rescue and Sanctuary works to end the senseless abuse of horses and burros so these noble creatures can live free of pain and suffering. Its ranch in Amato is home to dozens of rescued equines who receive special care as they await new, loving homes. Won't you help? Visit equinevoices.org. Equine Voices, a voice for all equines who cannot speak for themselves.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local independent nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Viro Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Oh.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:48 on this Thursday afternoon. Tomorrow, our interview on the Friday Focus interview will be with Chuck Huckleberry, Pima County Administrator. This portion of the Buckmaster Show is presented by the University of Arizona College of Science, with nearly 7,500 undergraduate and graduate students. The UA College of Science brings together globally prominent faculty in disciplines at the core of scientific inquiry and education. You can find out more, and I urge you to do so by going to their great website, COS for collegeofscience.arizona.edu. UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. Joining us now for our interview this month, brought to you by the College of Science, is Dr. Luke Pangle, a postdoctorate scientist working at Biosphere 2 and its Landscape Evolution Observatory, known as LEO. Dr. Pangle, how are you?
Doing great. Thanks for having me.
What is Landscape Evolution Observatory, LEO? What exactly is that?
Yeah, so the Landscape Evolution Observatory is the world's largest laboratory experiment in the earth sciences, aimed at improving our understanding of how landscapes change through time and how those landscape changes influence the way landscapes cycle water, carbon, and energy. So what LEO is physically is actually these three model landscapes that are built inside the climate-controlled Biosphere 2 facility. These landscapes are contained within large steel structures. And within these steel structures, each of the landscapes consists of over 1 million pounds of crushed basalt rock.
So this really?
So it's a basaltic rock that was taken from near Flagstaff, Arizona, and crushed down to the texture of a sand and packed into these steel structures, which kind of serve as our foundational bedrock. And they form what we think of as kind of the parent material for these model landscapes.
So how do you manage these three model landscapes to keep them in consistency with the area they're supposed to be representing?
I mean,
that's a huge challenge.
Yeah, absolutely. So the landscapes were all built to be three replicates. That is, they were designed in their initial state to be exactly like one another, or as close to as possible as we can get that. The landscapes have a topography that emulates the kind of topography we often see in upland environments, like here in the arid Southwest. They have hill slopes and they converge into a gully area. They have a depth of soil material that emulates typical soil depths we might also see in natural landscapes. But best of all, they're inside the Biosphere 2 facility, where we actually have the capability to control the climate that these landscapes are exposed to, in terms of the air temperature, the relative humidity, and the amount of rainfall that they're exposed to.
That's cool. You're actually controlling the climate.
Absolutely. And that is what makes LEO incredibly special, among other things, is that we're studying the water cycle, the carbon cycle, and the energy cycle at a large spatial scale. These landscapes cover over 3,000 square feet each in surface area, so they're big. But we're doing it within the controlled confines of Biosphere 2, which is something really special.
How do you, some areas you need rain. I mean, how do you duplicate that?
Yeah. So we will apply rainfall to these landscapes in a way that mimics
cloudburst inside Biosphere 2.
Yeah. One thing that will be interesting is that we'll often be raining when it's sunny outside the glass.
That's very cool.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But go ahead. Yeah.
And we plan to apply rainfall in a way that mimics the seasonal patterns of rainfall that we see here in the arid Southwest. So we typically have a monsoon season in the summer, which includes heavy convective rainstorms. And then we often get these frontal rain systems in the winter. So we'll apply rainfall on these landscapes in a similar way seasonally.
The makeup of the water that's applied has to mimic or rain, right? I mean, so the composition of the water has to be special. I'm sure you have to specially make sure that's the same, right?
That's a great question. Yeah, it's not exactly.
I was just thinking in my mind. I was thinking, like just a regular sprinkler system, because water though can have different minerals that may be different from rainfall.
Yeah, no, absolutely. The water that we use on site actually passes through a reverse osmosis system to purify it before we apply it to the landscapes. Mm-hmm. But it does, just while in storage in our storage tanks, it actually reacts with atmospheric carbon dioxide gas, which slightly changes the chemistry of the water before it goes onto our landscapes. So it's mostly pure, but it does have some change in its pH.
So what do we hope to get out of this facility in studying kind of the fate of water in arid environments? What's kind of the overall goal?
Yeah, I think what we can really hope to get out of LEO is new and improved quantitative understanding of how climate variability and landscape change alters the way the precipitation that impacts our landscapes gets partitioned between evaporation back to the atmosphere, storage in the subsurface, and ultimate transmission to aquifers and surface water bodies that we rely on for water. There are a lot of capabilities at LEO that allow us to develop new knowledge in that area that you couldn't necessarily do outside. We have a network of instruments installed in these landscapes that allow us to keep track of virtually every molecule of water that we apply to them. As I mentioned, we can control the climate conditions inside LEO. So we can actually create climatic conditions inside the biosphere too that mimic the weather variability that we observe from one year to the next and changes in climate that we anticipate over the next century, and observe in a model physical system how those changes influence the water balance, the way our precipitation gets partitioned.
This research should be shared with everybody then, pretty much.
Absolutely. So LEO was envisioned to be a community tool. It's not just a tool for U of A scientists, but a tool for all Earth scientists. Something analogous to, for example, the telescopes that astronomers use or the Hadron Collider that particle physicists have. LEO was envisioned to be a tool to be used by the Earth science community broadly. And we achieved that vision in a couple of ways. One is that we put all of our data online in real time. So it's made available to the entire scientific community.
Really? So anyone can tap into the scientific community at any time.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then the other is we invite external collaboration from scientists throughout the United States and internationally to come here and design project ideas with us and then to implement them at LEO.
How do visitors get involved? They can see, I assume they can see the three model landscapes, correct?
Yeah. So all the visitors that come to Biosphere 2 learn about LEO through videos on site. Mm-hmm. They learn about LEO from our outstanding interpretive specialists who guide the tours at Biosphere 2. And at different parts of their tour, they can see inside of the three large bays where LEO is located and see what's going on in there. And just recently, we're beginning to have a large television screen outside of the LEO space showing visual aids and updates about what's going on in LEO that particular week. So when people look inside, they can have an understanding of what's going on in there and what they see.
Dr. Luke Pangle is with us. We're talking about the LEO project, U of A's Biosphere 2 Landscape Evolution Observatory. So how will LEO evolve over the next several years?
Yeah. So in its initial state, these model landscapes have a bare soil surface, and they consist of this crushed rock. And we will begin to do experiments on them where we rain on them and we manipulate climate and we observe the hydrologic cycle, the water balance like I talked about before, and we observe how these rainfall events initiate chemical weathering within the soil that turns this initially uniform crushed basalt into something more resembling a really heterogeneous and living soil that we observe in nature. And then eventually we will actually introduce plants to these landscapes, which will of course make things much more complicated. And so sequentially through the next few years, the LEO landscapes will become more and more complex. And as we're observing that evolving complexity of the landscape, we can also closely monitor and quantify how those landscape changes influence the hydrologic cycle and the carbon cycle and the way the landscape exchanges heat energy with the atmosphere.
This is a unique project, I assume. No one else has a landscape evolution observatory, do they, anywhere in the world?
No, there's really nothing like it.
This is really special for Biosphere 2, and it'd be a great opportunity to take visitors out there. It's amazing how many local people have not been to Biosphere 2. Check it out and see these three model landscapes, and really this is cutting-edge stuff. research going on.
It's one of a kind. There's nothing else like it in the world, that's for sure.
Thank you very much, Luke Pangle, Dr. Pangle, postdoctoral scientist with the Landscape Evolution Observatory located at Biosphere 2. And Dr. Pangle, I thank you very much and good luck with the LEO project.
Yeah, it's exciting. Thanks for the opportunity to be here.
Our interview presented by the University of Arizona College of Science, UA Science and Innovation, a place of discovery. You can find out more about, they've got a great website. We've got it right in front of me here on the screen. The UA College of Science website changes all the time. A lot of great information. And it's cos.arizona.edu. If you are looking for a great auto mechanic, and it seems like everybody should have the name of a great auto mechanic and their phone number available on their device or wallet or somewhere they can get to, I recommend Mike Emery and his team at Perfection Auto Works. Mike, you do a great job, and thank you for offering that 26-point free inspection at Perfection Auto Works, 1046 North Beverly, perfectionautoworks.com, convenient Midtown location. Coming up this afternoon, 4 Tucson at 4, another one of our fine local talk shows hosted by Mike Shaw and produced by Ray Allen. Then tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson 6 to 8 with Chris and Joe. Then the Daily Double, Christy Simone and another guest host every day from 8 to 9. Ed Alexander will be producing and engineering those shows. He'll be back actually with me Monday, and we'll have Tom Fairbanks on the other side of the glass tomorrow.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.